The Gospel Net is the largest net in the world. God has invited all to come unto him. Black and white, bond and free, male and female. There's room for everyone. And yet, on the cross, Jesus did exactly that. He practiced what he had preached. He taught us to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate us, and even to pray for those who despitefully use us. I know from firsthand experience that forgiveness blesses both the forgiver and the forgiven. Now, how does overcoming the world bless our lives? The answer is clear. Entering into a covenant relationship with God binds us to him in a way that makes everything about life easier. My dear brothers and sisters, I bear witness that Jesus Christ directs the affairs of his church. I testify that following him is the only way to enduring happiness.
This is just a quick episode. I wanted to share some exciting things that are going on and be a witness of miracles, because God is a God of miracles. And that's what it talks about in the Book of Mormon, Mormon chapter 9. He proclaims a God of miracles who gives revelations and pours out gifts and signs upon the faithful. Miracles cease because of unbelief, but miracles flow to the believers, right? So when we talk about miracles, it says in verse 15, God has not ceased to be a God of miracles. And I believe that, and I am going to be sharing some witness testimonies of miracles that have been going on in my life and how it's helped to grow my faith and confidence in the Lord. A miracle is defined as a beneficial event brought about through divine power that mortals do not understand and of themselves cannot duplicate. A miracle is an extraordinary event caused by the power of God. They are an important element in the work of Jesus Christ. They are manifestations of God's power and love for me and you. I have to share this. I normally would keep it to myself, but I've got to share this. I have noticed lately that the Lord is showing me his great strength and power, that he is a God of miracles and is very aware of my needs. We are, as you know, and if you've been listening for a while to this podcast, continue to be financially challenged. And as long as we're caring for elderly parents, ourselves, and extended family in ways that they need help, it just continues to be this way. And the Lord has thankfully taught me how to be a steward. I'm not perfect, but at least I understand it, and he's showing me how to be a good steward over the things that he has bestowed upon me in this life. I fully comprehend and recognize that the things that I have are just to help me have an easy life so I can learn the gospel and have all the important refiner's fire moments that I need in this life. Excuse me. We continue to struggle with this one thing in particular. I'm going to be very open. It's a life insurance policy that when my father-in-law turns 75, it's a term life insurance policy, would just start getting more and more expensive, right? And so because of the interconnectedness of the finances, and it's always been this way between my father-in-law and my husband, given the nature of the situation, we need this life insurance policy to transition after his dad passes. And we got to see what that looks like. And so after talking to a financial advisor, we decided to go ahead and start paying these exorbitant premiums, which only get greater and greater every year. October 1st, the premiums go up. So I have been really struggling trying to get these premiums met, and called on October 31st, talked to the representative of the insurance company, and found out exactly what needed to be done. And I am meticulous. All the details, what needs to be paid, when does it need to be paid by, where we're at with this, what's going on. So I get that information. I'm informed that I have till end of business day, November 1st, to make this payment for 2 months. So I call the next day to make the payment, and I'm on the phone with the representative, which, mind you, all of these conversations are recorded on their end. And she's the one that tells me exactly what needs to be paid. Now, this all matches up with what the guy had said the day before. So I didn't question it. I called in like I didn't know what was going on. It's my way of confirming that the information I got the day before is correct. Any of you know who has had to deal with these large businesses, typically it's so hard to get consistent information. So that's what I was doing. And she gave me all matching information from the same guy before. So I went ahead and made the payment. She assured me that the next payment would be December 1st and that we were on track and everything was good. I wrote down the confirmation number, set it aside. Yesterday, I get this letter in the mail saying that they only accepted half of it for 1 month and that they would accept the other portion towards the next quarter, so full 3 months, which would be October, November, and December. And that was to the tune of a few thousand dollars, and they wanted it by November 21st. Well, I received this November 13th. So less than 8 days to try to take care of this. Decided to wait till the 14th to really get on this. I hit it this morning and I am feeling defeated. I do not want to do this. I am tired of going up against these Goliath companies and feeling like the small little person that nobody cares about. And that's how I feel most of the time when I'm doing these things. However, I'm grateful for the gospel because we've talked about this before. The gospel is the greatest way to change your behavior and the way you think is to study it out, and you will change. I am a testament to that because it's happening with me. So I make this phone call, and the first representative did not go well. I was on the phone for about 45 minutes and found out that they had given me the wrong amount that was due on November 1st. So instead of owning up to the fact that they're the ones that gave me the amount, they're saying you didn't pay enough, so you need to come up with these multi-thousands of dollars more to keep this policy in force, and we have to have that by November 21st. I'm freaking out. I don't have that. And we have paid so much money to keep this life insurance policy in good standing. I cannot lose it because this is our future. This is us investing in our future to be able to transition out of Southern California. But there's many other reasons why too. And I'm not going to discuss that right now, but we need to make sure that everything is kosher with us. So he tells me he's done all he can do. The system won't allow him to just take a payment for the difference, which was only a few hundred dollars. This representative gave me an amount to pay on November 1st that was only $330 off the accurate amount. And because she didn't do that, they're trying to collect 3 months, one quarter ahead. So this is multiple thousands of dollars over a $337 mistake. And I was not having it. So they left a message for the supervisor, but they said it would take 24 to 48 hours for this person to call. Like, I don't have time for this. Time is of the essence. And I quickly just think to Heavenly Father, okay, let's go. What do you want me to do? You've got to show me the way because I don't know what to do and I don't really want to do this. So write my attitude, please, and show me what to do. And immediately scriptures and stories start to come to mind, things that I've exposed myself to, where I'm able to pick myself up and it's like, you know what, I've got this. And the Lord will help me. The Spirit's here. I can feel Him. He will help me. So I get on the computer. I start doing research. I find out that the first thing that you should do in a situation like this, when you cannot get any help in these big organizations, is to contact the president and CEO of the company. And that's exactly what I did. Thankfully, I have great research skills from a prior job that I had, and I was able to figure out his email address. I could not get through to him on the phone. Their gatekeepers are real, real good. But I was able to figure out his email address, and I just put the policy number in the subject with the words, "Please help." I wasn't sure if that was going to get his attention or not. But I did get several emails back, basically telling me that the email addresses I was using was incorrect, but there was one email that went through. And I just thought to myself, that has to be his email address. So I get that done. I contact the consumer affairs portion of the company. I email them, leave a voicemail. I contact the insurance commissioner's office. They tell me what to do. And while I'm doing all of this, and mind you, it's taking time, but I've already spent 3 hours this morning on this, okay? All for a discrepancy on their company's part of only a few $100s. I mean, it's just utterly ridiculous. While I am filing a complaint with the insurance commissioner's office about the situation, and I'm uploading documents, I mean, I am crossing my T's and dotting my I's, there's an email that pops up on my computer. And lo and behold, it's from the president and the CEO of this company. This company is a multi-billion dollar company that is everywhere. It is global. And I cannot believe that the CEO and president of this company saw my email, which my handle is not anything that you would pay attention to. I was really afraid that my username for my email, he would think it's spam. He read it. And he got back to me immediately, CC'd his secretaries, and said, "We will work with you on getting this rectified at a payment plan that works for you. When can I call you, today or tomorrow?" And then he put the name of his secretary, said, "Please look into this and let me know how we can get this resolved immediately." Yes, you heard that. I have been functioning off this life insurance policy. Every time I make a payment, these people I feel like are trying to get me so that we just cancel. Like, they just made all this money and now you're just going to cancel. They're making things harder and harder for me to do to keep this policy in force as my father-in-law gets older. I mean, this is, talk about ethical issues and integrity, especially for a company so large. But if you do research on them, I came to find out that they have a lot of lawsuits against them, and they've settled recently quite a few of them to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. So I think it was very wise that he got back to me, but I am not going to sit here and pretend that he did this because of just my email, okay? This was God's guidance and intervention, His love. He's been teaching me how to better handle my stress without falling back on old vices. To put Him first and not use these other vices as idols to go to Him. And in that education that's been going on for months now, He has strengthened me. Situations that I would have found myself in before that I would have crumbled, not crumbling. Not freaking out, just did this, you know, 30-day anger challenge, and not gonna lie, I did get upset this morning, but it was nothing like it used to be. Nothing. The Lord knows exactly what our needs are. So I pray continually that I will accept His will and the answer to the travails of my life, right? Because I know whatever the answer is, it's going to be better than anything that I could ever drum up myself. And plus, I'm here for an education, to learn. And while I'm here, I hope to have fun and enjoy my time too. But I tend to be a very serious person. And I look to set to the task. I am grateful for all of the patience that Father shows and understanding my nature and how long it's going to take me to learn things and to get on board, to believe deeper and have a faith that's stronger, that is a faith that can be counted on, because it's truly in partnership with the Lord. It's a faith that He has helped you to build and acquire. And, excuse me, I'm grateful for these lessons because I needed the strength that came from it, to be quite honest with you. And I just know that by having these experiences now, this is readying me for whatever's in the future, to live my life so faithfully, and it gives me so much comfort to rely on the confidence of the Lord. And to remember that He does not focus on my insecurities. He doesn't even care about them. He just loves my strengths. And then He expands on those. He makes them greater. And He also compensates for the things that I don't have, or maybe I'm not so good at. So we truly worship and follow Jesus Christ, who is a God of miracles. There's been a lot of miracles. Like I said, we've really been struggling financially. And last week, one morning, it was Friday morning, Veterans Day. I was just laying in bed waiting for my husband to get home from the gym. It was early, 7:15. Just enjoying a morning off, you know, from not teaching seminary and not having to get up early. And I'm just kind of thinking and having a conversation with my Heavenly Father in my mind, as I lay there comfortably in my mom's house and my dad's house, and fell asleep. Like, how am I going to get through this month? How are we going to make things happen? You know, what do I need to do for us? Because everything I do also affects 5 other people. And, I fell asleep, and 15 minutes later, my phone rang, and it was a family member. And I picked up the phone, and I said, "Hi, so-and-so, how are you?" And immediately they said, "Stephanie, I want to help you." And I knew exactly what they meant. I couldn't believe it. I got off that phone call, and I just sit there on the edge of the bed with my mouth open, and just, I can't believe it. You know, we strive to pay tithing. We strive to do fast offerings when we can. We strive. We're not perfect. But I want you to know that the Lord sees and recognizes and honors those efforts. And I don't see anything wrong with looking at the gospel as a rewards-based system, because we need the good. And we need to look forward to the good and the hope that it brings. And I just know that the more that we do and the more that we get involved, the more obedient, the more faithful, the more that we desire to live God's will for our lives, He just gives us more. And the more is amazing. It reminds me of that talk one general conference of how we should look at Christ and Heavenly Father with awe. And I do. I look at them with awe, and I'm so grateful that they're perfect and love me perfectly. So why do I share this? Because I have to be a witness. And I want you to know that that love is not reserved just for me. It's there for you. And everything that you deal with, there's nothing about your life that catches Him off guard. He knows you and He loves you as you are in this very moment. And He has great desires for you to just live your days and improve, learn, become better. It's such a beautiful journey. It's such a sing-song journey to walk this path here on earth. And yet it's so hard. isn't it? I mean, truly, Garden of Eden status, it is just beautiful and so hard. So I look forward to going to the temple next week. And it's been a long time. I look forward to it and being there and feeling close to Heavenly Father and my spirit family and Christ and the Holy Ghost. And the gospel is a beautiful thing. For us to know that the church is the true church of Jesus Christ here on earth is not arrogant or conceited or being inconsiderate. It's just the facts. It's just truth. And all we're doing is just letting people know. And if they choose to embrace it, wonderful. If not, that's your choice. If at some time, I hope you get there sooner rather than, you know, later. The gospel is truly where it's at. And the miracles do not cease. And the more you turn to the Lord and live His commandments, which are truly a blessing to us, He knows how to help us to find joy and happiness in this life, to be peaceful. Because then we can truly serve Him and start our education. It's when we serve the Savior, right? When we serve and feel and mourn with those who are mourning and comfort those who need comforting. Be still and know that I am God. Thank you, as always, for your continued support. I so much appreciate those that reach out and just always share. You're seen, you're heard, and thank you. Thank you for thinking of me. May you stay healthy, stay well, most importantly, stay faithful. And remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. I hope this episode was able to uplift and nourish you today, because we truly are the children of a God of miracles. Until next time, much love and aloha.